planning on building 8 plants around the U.S.
According to the group's website, dirtymoney.org, Citigroup also helped to finance a proposal to develop a coal plant in Florida's Everglades, a rare wetland home to the endangered panther and manatee, and a World Heritage Site. But the plan fell through with fierce public opposition this summer. Environmentalists hope public pressure can also change Citibank's funding policies. They'll be using public power and their money muscle. Leslie Lowe is with the ICCE, Interfaith Coalition for Corporate Responsibility, an investment firm with over $110 billion worth of shares in the U.S. stock market.
As investors, we are looking at the future return from these plants. It is clear that we will have carbon limits in this country. It will impose a cost for carbon pollution so that every coal plant that emits more CO2 is going to be a liability long term. We, as people of faith, are committed to seeing global warming stopped. To embark on a program of building new coal power plants, it is to profit from the destruction of the natural world, from the destruction of communities. It is, under any faith-based view of the world, blasphemy and a sin.
Lowe says their shareholders will be in discussions with Citigroup. Citigroup declined a live interview but did issue this public statement, quote, "Citi is taking a responsible and strong leadership position on climate change. Moreover, we have committed $50 billion, more than any other institution, over the next 10 years for climate-friendly efforts," unquote. That's $5 billion a year. Tarbotin says it's minuscule in comparison to Citigroup's energy funding history.
Citi underwrote more than $38 billion for the energy industry in 2006. And that same year, Citi underwrote just one transaction for alternative energy.
Citigroup's climate policy mentions support for efficiency, alternatives, and carbon sequestration, but does not mention renewables, solar, or wind power. In 2001, the U.S. Department of Energy estimated strong wind areas that cover 6% of U.S. land could supply more than 1.5 times the electricity use in the U.S. Rainforest Action Network, in conjunction with Step It Up, are organizing mass actions for November 3rd, urging coal backers, Bank of America, and Citigroup to start investing in renewable energy sources instead of coal. I'm Christina Onnested at KZYXNZ reporting for Free Speech Radio News.
From KBCS in Bellevue, Seattle, I'm Yuko Kodama.
Concludes tonight's news. Please join us again on Monday and every weeknight at 5:30 p.m. for a half hour of news with a non-corporate viewpoint from Free Speech Radio News. To find out more about the program, you can visit fsrn.org. You can also visit wmbr.org to find out more about our little radio station and to download a program schedule, which is the new fall season. Stay tuned next with Ferio. Did I say that right? For the WMBR News Department, my name is Jesse Kaminsky. Have a magical weekend.
My mom thinks chat rooms can be so dangerous.
Moms are so uncool.
We have so much in common.
So why don't we meet up?
Cool.
Let's meet at the food court and wear our baseball caps backwards so we recognize each other. I'm not telling my folks.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Kids don't always know that predators surf the internet looking for young victims. Be your kid's safety net on the internet. Visit McGruff.org.
Are you tired of hearing
that the big oldie stations have ground into dust?
Thank you. Hello and welcome to Sverio, the local voice of our hemisphere here on WMBR Cambridge. I'm Kendra Johnson, and I'm joined in the studio today by my co-hosts, Amy Battisti Ache and Froilán Cifuentes. We've got an hour of news, discussion, music, and more lined up for you, featuring Charlie Welch as our guest and a discussion of Che Guevara, as well as our new weekly segments on immigrants' rights and the Momento Apasionado. So stick around.
Actually, I don't know if this week we're going to have the immigration rights stuff
yet. We'll try.
We'll sort of ad-lib one today.
We'll try. But of course, first, we'd like to remind all of our listeners that the views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMBR, the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, or MIT. And we'd also like to remind you that you're welcome to call us during the show. Our number here in the studio is 617-253-8810. And you may email us in English, Spanish, Portuguese, or even French at sverio@wmbr.org. And you can catch this and our previous shows on the web, too, on the archive section at www.wmbr.org. And soon, all of those lovely archives will be migrating and will be accessible at web.mit.edu/hemisphere, which is the website for the Western Hemisphere Project, Sverio's parent organization here at MIT.
That's right.
So they're showing up rapidly. There's only a couple up there right now. And so I think without further ado, Amy, we are excited to get started in our new Friday time slot.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. Oh, we got to cram an hour and a half into an hour again. You know, we got lazy with an hour and a half. Now
indeed,
we have to be,
we're going to be snappy on top of it, and we're going to be mixing it up with lots of different elements tonight.
That's right. And I think first up we have Froy, is that right?
Indeed.
Are you going to give us the news? ¿Y lo va a hacer en español y también en inglés, o cómo va a ser, hombre?
Creo que más en inglés.
Okay, vamos en inglés entonces. The Sverio news, not to be confused with the free speech radio news.
Well, this news comes from Democracy Now! Headlines and BBC headlines. So first, start with Democracy Now! So 100,000 protests in Costa Rica against free trade deal. In Costa Rica, more than 100,000 people rallied on Sunday to protest the Central American Free Trade Agreement with the United States. It was one of the largest protests ever in Costa Rica, which has a population of about 4 million people. Voters in Costa Rica head to the polls on Sunday to decide whether to ratify CAFTA. Opponents say the so-called free trade deal will threaten the livelihoods of Costa Rican farmers and will limit the country's sovereignty. Place SOT, the governments of Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic ratified the free trade deal but did so without holding a vote. Another news on Ecuador. So Ecuador elects assembly to rewrite constitution. In Ecuador, President Rafael Correa, ruling coalition, has won a solid majority in a newly elected assembly that will rewrite the country's constitution. Since taking office earlier this year, Correa has called for Ecuador to adopt a new socialism of the 21st century that ends what he has called the perverse system that has destroyed our democracy, our economy, and our society. Quote, Rafael Correa, "We will sit down and speak with everyone. We will not waver even a millimeter on our principles and the mandate that the Ecuadorian people have ratified once again in yesterday's vote."
Wow.
Latin American analyst Roger Borbeck says the vote helps cement Ecuador's place in an anti-neoliberal axis in Latin America, along with Venezuela and Bolivia. And talking about Venezuela, Venezuela calls for Posada Carriles' extradition. At the United Nations, Venezuela has renewed call for the extradition of the CIA operative Luis Posada Carriles, wanted for the 1976 bombing of a Cubana airliner that killed 73 people. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolás Maduro made the call at a speech before the UN General Assembly. Quoting Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolás Maduro, "We ask from here, we want to ratify to the government of the United States the legal petition so that the terrorist Luis Posada Carriles be extradited according to international laws and be tried for the crimes committed in Latin America and the Caribbean against our people." On other news, also in Venezuela, Gates criticizes Chavez on Latin America tour. Meanwhile, in El Salvador, Defense Secretary Robert Gates began a five-nation tour of Bush administration allies in Latin America with a salvo against Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, quote, "I think that the principal threat represented by Hugo Chavez is to the freedom and economic prosperity of the people of Venezuela. I think that he has been generous in offering the resources to people around the world, when perhaps those resources could be better used to alleviate some of the economic problems facing the people of Venezuela. I think that's the principal concern." And more local news on the U.S. Bush vetoes expansion to children's healthcare. President Bush has followed through on a promise to veto a bill expanding healthcare to millions of low-income American children. On Wednesday, Bush quietly issued the fourth veto of his presidency on a measure expanding the state's children's health insurance program, known as SCHIP. The bill would have spent $35 billion over 5 years, funded by a tax increase on cigarettes. The White House said it will only accept an increase of $5 billion. White House's spokesperson Dana Perino tried to portray the move as a way to protect low-income Americans. She said, "In a time when Democrats think that they want to increase funding for children's health care, they're actually wanting to pay for it with a cigarette tax. People who smoke are usually in the low-income bracket, and so they're raising taxes on something to pay for a middle-class entitlement. It's just completely irresponsible. Stop the madness on Capitol Hill." Democrats were scathing in their criticism. Senator Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts, quote, "Mr. President, I think that this is probably the most inexplicable veto. There is enough support to override the veto in the Senate, but not in the House. Democrats say they'll put off a new House vote until later this month to try to win the 20 extra votes they need." And on BBC News, Uribe ally quits Colombia Senate. A cousin of Colombian President Álvaro Uribe has resigned from the Senate to avoid a Supreme Court inquiry into whether he had ties to paramilitaries. Mario Uribe's resignation comes amid a scandal that has seen dozens of politicians accused of paramilitary links and 14 jail awaiting trial. His case now goes from the Supreme Court, which investigates lawmakers, to the regular court system. Mr. Uribe's lawyer said this will give his client more opportunity to appeal. The Supreme Court, which launched a formal investigation into Mario Uribe last week, does not allow any appeal of his rulings, unlike lower courts. Mario Uribe, who is a key ally of President Uribe, has denied any wrongdoing. A jailed former leader of the AUC, Salvatore Mancuso, has alleged that he met several times with Mario Uribe, who asked him to support his Senate campaign in 2002. To date, inquiries have been opened into dozens of lawmakers over their alleged ties to the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, AUC, paramilitaries, in what has been dubbed the parapolitics scandal. The paramilitaries were created by landowners and drug traffickers to combat left-wing rebels and anyone suspected of being a sympathizer. The U.S. State Department branded the militias, including the AUC, as foreign terrorist organizations in 2001.
Wow, there's a lot going on in Colombia.
And these are some of the news in this hemisphere.
Thank you, Freyland. You're listening to Sferio, the local voice of our hemisphere, here on WMBR in Cambridge. That was Freyland Fentis with some of the news of the hemisphere. And now we're going to jump into our main topic for the show, which is a commemoration of the anniversary of Che Guevara's death, which is October 9th. And we have with us here in the studio Charlie Welch, who is a member of the Boston's July 26th Coalition, which is a solidarity organization with Cuba. And he's here to share with us some of that story. So, Charlie, welcome.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing quite well. Thanks for joining us here on Sferio. So, Charlie, if you can bring us up to speed on a little bit about this man, Che Guevara. I think every American has at least heard of him and seen T-shirts around, but I don't think all of us know the story of who he was and what exactly he did.
Well, I'll preface my remarks by saying I'm not an expert on Che Guevara. I don't have a broad knowledge of his work. I've read things of his over the years and forgotten many of them. I was realizing as I was reading things last night. He was a very, very interesting character, and what I'm going to try to do is focus just a little bit on the parts of Che Guevara you might not have heard about. Most people are familiar with the iconic images of him and the fact he was in Bolivia and the fact that the Motorcycle Diaries of Che were popular a couple of years ago, and a lot of people heard about that. And so I just wanted to talk a couple of minutes about some of the things you haven't heard of. One of the formative events in his life was, I'm not sure if it's the same trip, but certainly as a result of the wanderlust in the Motorcycle Diaries, he ended up in Guatemala in 1954. And and I didn't even know this till this morning, but he spent a fair amount of time at working as a doctor in barrios in Guatemala City. And sort of that formed a lot of his opinion about medical practice and the fact that you're treating symptoms while the real problem, the underlying problem, is the political system. And that's something that was, I think, formative in his life.
For people who might not be familiar with that, we should probably mention 1954 in Guatemala was the time of Arbenz's government, and shortly thereafter, the CIA kind of stepped in under the guise of protecting the interests of United Fruit Company.
Oh, yeah.
And was one of the perhaps more publicized after the fact CIA interventions in Latin America.
And the removal of
Arbenz for having
trying to do
a
land reform,
real land reform program for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the legacies of that is the creation of Che Guevara. And, well, the other legacy is the horrible, horrible, 30, 40 years of war as a result of that, with 250,000 is, the estimates I've heard of casualties. And
unbelievable.
I think from there, after the coup, I guess he was chased across the border into Mexico. And eventually, at that point, is when he met up with Fidel Castro and some of the other people that had actually taken their first action, Moncada and his famous, where they were captured and he was tried and then subsequently let go and went back to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point Che Guevara ran into Fidel Castro. And a lot of the rest is, more well-known. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was after the revolution, Che had many interesting roles, and one of his roles was as the director of the banking system and the finance system, which is something nobody really associates. But he really used it as an opportunity to think about what the transformation of a society would look like. And there's a Cuban economist named Carlos Tablada who captured many of his thoughts and things and put them down into a book called The Economics and Politics and the Transition to Socialism, Che Guevara. And again, I read part of that book many years ago, and I'm a little hazy on the details of it, but he was really pushing for the what it means to transform a society, and he didn't want to mechanically take the models of the Soviet Union, which there was heavy pressure on Cuba to adopt those models, and there was a back and forth struggle over many years to decide which way the Cuban economy would go. And I think one of the legacies of that is the fact that Cuba is still alive today is partly due to the ideas and emphasis Che Guevara laid down many, many years back then. And that's just part of the untold story.
Mm-hmm.
There are many other parts of the untold story. He wrote many books. He wrote, that detailed many aspects of his life. And I'd encourage people to go out and find the books. I have a short list of somebody's opinion of the most important ones, and I'll read a couple of them off as just episodes for the Cuban Revolutionary War from Pathfinder Press, the Guerrilla Warfare from Ocean Press, the African Dream from Grove Press, the Bolivian Diary of Che, Che Guevara Speaks, Che Guevara Talks to Young People, and Socialism and Man in Cuba. And there's many, many others. And I really encourage you to go out and get one or two of those books and get a
I was going to say, if you don't want to go out and actually go straight to the source, there's a really wonderful book that looks at his whole life that I just found to be completely enthralling. I really couldn't put it down. And that's John Lee Anderson's biography of him, mm-hmm. which is 860-some pages long and goes from birth to death, pretty much. I mean, it covers way more than you maybe wanted to know, and gets into his relationships with various wives that he had, and very interesting stuff about sort of the interpersonal dynamics between him and his buddies when he went off on the Motorcycle Diaries trips, as well as going into his period as the Minister of the Economy and so on, and really hugely detailed. And you know, if you're really interested in knowing like everything you can possibly know from one book, that might be the one that I would recommend. Mm-hmm. John Lee Anderson wrote it.
That's great. I actually hadn't known about that one, but I'll take a look at it.
It's really great. But you know, what a great thing that we have so many books out there that we can turn to.
Mm-hmm. Actually, then one of the other things is Che Guevara's famous for using the phrase creating the new, I'll say, person, just to modernize it. He at the time in the 50s said man, but and that was part of his ideas of as society and people change together, and to change people you have to change society, and it's a back and forth relationship. And he really wanted to lay the basis of changing the social relations in Cuba and other places too. And and part of the approach to that is the approach to like healthcare and things that, you know, part of that is the direct descendant policy. It started slowly at first, but it grew around the world of sending doctors. It was something that was, I think, started under the time of Che Guevara, and I'm pretty sure he must have been influential. I don't know that for a fact, but I can't imagine he wasn't.
Right.
And what a policy Cuba has today in terms of healthcare, both within their country and the support they're providing around the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think they still have this policy, which, again, I don't know if he was behind or not, of the offering of medical school opportunities for people of color here in the U.S.
Yes.
That might be a more recent development.
Probably more recent,
yeah, I think
it's
more recent.
Mm-hmm. Imagine it came in that same inspiration.
Just a good way to see that is there's a movie, Salud, which is coincidentally playing again this Sunday as part of the Latin American Film Festival, and I think it's 4:30. And I assume you'll be announcing that.
Yes, we'll have to talk about that in our lengthy list of announcements that we have today.
Mm-hmm. And just a sort of a one of the things is a little bit of a transition into something else. One of the examples of the sort of the selflessness Che Guevara was talking about was the ability to make big sacrifices for your society and things like that. And the Cuban Five are an example of that. They're five people who the reason I'm bringing this up is that we're going to show a movie on the 10th, this Wednesday, on the trial, which is the actual details of the trial of the Cuban Five about 10 years ago now. And it's a little-known story in the United States, although we've had more events here at MIT than probably any place else in the world.
Yeah, right.
About these five
about
men.
About the Cuban Five.
So tell us briefly who they are for listeners who haven't been to those events at MIT.
They were five Cuban Americans who came over. There's been a long history of terrorism from the United States directed at Cuba. It's the Noam Chomsky says it's the longest continuous history of terrorism in the world. And these five people were volunteered to move to the United States and essentially join some of the organizations that were terrorizing Cuba, and to learn about them, to be able to head off some of the attacks against them. Mm-hmm. And they actually collected a lot of evidence and turned it over to the FBI and the CIA. And as a result of that, they didn't arrest the perpetrators. They arrested the people who collected the evidence, put them on trial in Miami, which is you know about the history of Miami, it's impossible with anything around the issue of Cuba to get a fair trial in Miami. And convicted him on many charges of conspiracy, and then sentenced him to long sentences and extended solitary confinement. And it's a really, really horrible story. It's too much to summarize in a couple minutes. But the details of their trial is the focus of this movie that we're going to be showing. And it's actually a slightly re-edited version of it with a narration by Danny Glover. And it will be shown again at MIT on the 10th in room 4149.
And at what time?
7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
Of course, co-sponsored by the Western Hemisphere Project and the July 26th Coalition.
Indeed. So thank you, Charlie. You're listening to Sverio, the local voice of our hemisphere, here on WMBR Cambridge.
Perhaps it would be a good moment for us to play the quintessential tribute to Che Guevara song at this point.
Absolutely. And then we'll come back and have a little more discussion of Che, as well as ACTMA,
that
Charlie
right.
is going to tell us about, this resource for progressive-minded people in Boston. And music and announcements. We'll have some immigrant rights information and some productions by Radialistas. So stay tuned
yes.
to Sverio.
Okay. Here is Hasta Siempre, Comandante, which, as I said, is really probably the best-known song in tribute to Comandante Che Guevara.
Aprendimos a quererte desde la histórica altura donde el sol de tu bravura le puso cerco a la muerte.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia. Comandante Che Guevara,
tu mano gloriosa y fuerte sobre la historia dispara cuando todo Santa Clara se despierta.
En transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Vienes quemando la brisa con soles de primavera para plantar la bandera con la luz de tu sonrisa.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Amor revolucionario te conduce a nueva empresa donde esperan la firmeza de tu brazo libertario.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia. Como Che Guevara.
Seguiremos adelante, como junto a ti seguimos, y con Fidel te decimos hasta siempre, comandante.
Aquí se queda
entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
Lo que acaban de escuchar es Hasta Siempre de Carlos Puebla. So you're listening to Esferio, the local voice of our hemisphere. Están escuchando Esferio, la voz local de nuestro hemisferio. So we're going to pass on again to Charlie Welch, and he's going to tell us a little bit on what's happening with that list, ACTMA.
Yes, what is ACTMA, Charlie?
ACTMA is a list to find out about everything progressive going on in the Boston area. It's an email list that's been around since about 1996, and it's moved around from one location to another on the web. And about 6 months ago, we moved again, and some people haven't caught up with us yet, including Amy.
Including me.
But we do have a permanent website that'll link you to the that'll give you the information and link you to our archives, which are a valuable resource of finding out what's going on in the Boston area. That website is www.act-ma.org, and that has some information about ACTMA, including a little bit of a history of it. And then the main thing it has is a link to the current repository of events. So all the email events that people send about all sorts of activities going on in the area are all end up at this repository. So even if you don't want to get this rush of email, it's really about 3-4 emails a day. You can see the results of it by going to this repository, which you can get to by going to the www.act-ma.org site. And it really is a pretty comprehensive listing. And if it's not comprehensive enough, there's a couple of other links to other calendar websites in the Boston area that between them you can find anything you want.
Got your bases covered.
That's right.
Charlie, is it also possible to sign up for the mailing list on the website?
Yes, it is. And I know we had a problem about a year ago that it was very difficult to sign up under and that's the reason we moved it from one place to another.
Oh.
And now it should be much easier, and you can either go to the website or you can just send an email to act-ma at act-ma.org, or go to the website. And
excellent. I think I'll send an email right now.
One of the things is that people, when they first see the list, they're a little bit confused about it's primarily a listing for events. There's, some people take it as a discussion list and other things, but we purposely limited ACTMA to events just to keep the volume on a manageable level. And there is actually a parallel list that you can find on if you want to talk about those events, if you want to complain about ACTMA, or if you want to talk about things in the Boston area, there's a list called ACTMA Discuss. And there's a link to it. I won't go into the details, but that's where to complaints about ACTMA and other things,
discussion,
suggestions, and
So let's give the website one more time. That's www.act-ma.org.
Okay.
Anything else? Well, if we're set with ACTMA, which I hope people who are interested will be able to take advantage of that listing and find out about progressive things happening in Boston and also just really cool events happening. And I think now here on Sferio, would like to shift focuses just a little bit. Charlie, you're involved in so many things that we have to take advantage of you while we're here.
That's right.
So I think there's an important event coming up at the end of the month that you wanted to share with our listeners.
Actually, before I did that, I just had one or two very quick points I forgot to say about Che.
And no problem.
One of them was Che was contemporary with somebody who has an MIT link. Her name was Vilma Epson. And she was eventually the wife of Raul Castro, the current leader of Cuba right now. And she was a very influential person in Cuban history. She was at MIT. I'm not sure in what capacity. I think as a postdoc, but I'm not even sure of that. And when things started heating up in Cuba, she essentially threw that away and went back down and joined the revolution and became the woman, the leader of the major women's organization in Cuba, and had a lot to do with the large transitions in women's rights that happened in the process of of Cuba.
Yeah.
And she was here at MIT in the 50s, 55, I think, 56, 57 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing written at MIT about her. And I've been scrounging around trying to find anybody who knows about, may have had some personal or more direct contact with her or more information, that and it would be interesting to get a story in the MIT paper and other things.
So you hear it here. It's a call for publication.
And a different MIT would probably be very proud in advertising of this fact. But
it's we not. Did the disclaimer today, right?
Yeah, we did do the disclaimer.
Just checking.
And then just one last little tidbit. Unfortunately, I forgot to bring the email with the backup information on this, but somebody sent me something just yesterday that their amazing little follow-up story is that the person who actually shot Che Guevara was operated on by Cuban doctors in Bolivia.
I actually heard that.
Yeah.
What a twist of fate.
Yeah.
You could say that he might not have been able to have that operation if it weren't for the Cuban Revolution.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Interesting.
Okay. With that little tidbit, let's go on to the current problems.
Yes. Let's talk about modern, very, very current issues. You're, in addition to doing all of this wonderful stuff, maintaining the ACTMA list and so on, we understand that you're also an avid anti-war activist.
Yes.
As so many of us are today.
I've been, for the past year or two, I've been involved in the Stop the Wars Coalition, which together with a number of other organizations are putting on a demonstration on October, actually, 27th. It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll start about noon with a rally on the Common and a march that's the route of it hasn't been determined, but it's probably going to be heading towards Copley Square and swinging by. There's a major convention of actually Christian Palestinians talking about the situation in Palestine, and with Desmond Tutu and a number of other influential people at it, and they're going to be holding a rally. So there's an attempt to at least have the one rally pass by the other in support.
Wow.
But anyway, this is all, and this is the development of this demonstration is a little bit unusual in that there's a real pan-New England contingent to it. There's been meetings held with representatives from almost all the New England states, and there's real organizing going on in Rhode Island and Connecticut and Maine and some in Massachusetts and a lot in Vermont. And so that it should have a different character than some of the other local anti-war demonstrations that have happened over the last couple of years. And so if you have friends any place in New England, you can tell there's a website, newenglandunited.org, that details the across New England effort to build this anti-war demonstration. And it's part of a much larger series of demonstrations happening in at least 10 cities across the United States, which were initiated by UJP, United for Justice with Peace. And each city has their own, you know, history and mix of people. And UJP and Stop the Wars and many other organizations are involved in building this demonstration in Boston. And I just encourage people. There's a week from... I should have had this out. On October 14th, a week from this Sunday, there's a meeting, the last pan-New England meeting of the coalition that's putting this together at Encuentro Cinco, which is down in Chinatown at 33 Harrison Avenue. I don't have the exact time in front of me, but I think it's 1 o'clock, but you can check that on the website. And it's the last chance to become involved in the wide New England coalition that's putting on this demonstration. But if you're interested in doing things locally, you can check the website. There's a Stop the Wars Coalition has a meeting every Monday night at Encuentro Cinco at 6:30, and there's other organizations organizing for the war too. And so all that's available on the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Charlie. I encourage people to check that out if they're interested. That again is newenglandunited.org. So now I think we're going to play for you all some radio that was not produced by us, but was produced by Radialistas, which is a maybe a sister organization. I'm not even sure if we can say that. producing radio.
We'd like to be their sister organization if they aren't necessarily. This is a bunch of wonderful people. I actually don't even know if any place they exist in reality. Maybe they're just, you know, a construct on the internet. But basically, a bunch of apasionadas, as they say, radialistas apasionados, who are producing lefty radio, little radio spots for free, and they put them up on their website, radialistas.net, radialistas.net, and you can basically upload them, I guess download them is the right word, and listen to them at home, or like us, you can play them for other people on the radio. And it's neat because it's all different topics, and so Sferio is going to be doing that on a regular basis. And the other thing that's fun for us at Sferio is that they are for the most part in Spanish, so it'll give us a chance to give you something professionally produced in Spanish. And then we can comment on it in English, perhaps, right?
Mm-hmm. And don't worry, for our listeners who don't speak Spanish, we will interject a bit of interpretation as well, so you'll be able to follow along with the message.
So let's say thank you to Charlie Welsh for having appeared to talk with us about Comandante Che Guevara on this almost anniversary of his death. And hopefully we'll see you, or some people at least, will see you out there at the anti-war protests.
So thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Radialistas.
Dale, que dale.
Todos los días hay que luchar para que ese amor a la humanidad viviente se transforme en hechos concretos, en actos que sirvan de ejemplo, de movilización.
Ernesto Che Guevara.
Che Guevara. Che Guevara.
Aprendimos a quererte desde la histórica altura, donde el sol de tu bravura le puso un cerco a la muerte. Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia.
Me he sentido guatemalteco en Guatemala, mexicano en México, peruano en Perú, como me siento hoy cubano en Cuba, y naturalmente, como me siento argentino aquí y en todos lados. Ese es el estrato de mi personalidad. No puedo olvidar el mate y el asado.
Ernesto Che Guevara.
¿Qué puedo yo cantarte, comandante, si el poeta eres tú? Poeta, y el que ha tumbado estrellas en mil noches de lluvias coloridas, eres tú. ¿Qué puedo yo cantarte, comandante?
En la carta de despedida a sus cinco hijos, Ernesto Che Guevara escribió:
sean capaces siempre de sentir en lo más hondo cualquier injusticia realizada contra cualquiera en cualquier parte del mundo. Es la cualidad más linda del revolucionario.
Hasta siempre, comandante, aquí se queda. Transparencia de tu querida presencia.
Me siento patriota de América Latina, de cualquier país de América Latina. Y tal vez, si fuera necesario, estaría dispuesto a dar mi vida por la liberación de cualquier país latinoamericano, sin pedir nada a nadie.
Ernesto Che Guevara.
So we are listening to a production of Radialistas, and in the honor of the anniversary of Che Guevara's death, they're giving some quotes by Che Guevara interspersed by some music about him. So
it's the classic tribute to Che Guevara music, in fact, isn't
indeed,
it?
Indeed, the classic that we also
I was happy to hear a different version.
Indeed, we're some variety for you, our listeners. So, Fräulein, could you, for our English-speaking listeners, want to give an interpretation of the basic idea of some of these quotes we're hearing?
Well, I think I only listened to three of the four,
no,
I
guess. No, there have only been three.
Okay, so I think
You've got it all.
I think I might got them all. So, in the first quote, he was talking about how he felt a Guatemalan in Guatemala, a Mexican in Mexico, a Cuban in Cuba. But it's still there. He missed a little good mate and an asado from his home, Argentina, from time to time. And, you know, there was a music interlude after that. And after the music interlude, there was a quote taken from his, what is it called? The letter he sent his five kids when,
Hasta siempre. His farewell?
Yeah, his farewell hasta letter. Mm-hmm. So, hasta siempre. Where he mentions that, to them, that they should be able to feel really deeply in their heart the injustices anywhere and anyhow that surrounds them, since that is the true virtue of a revolutionary, which to me sounds like even when people say, you know, revolution is about killing and arms, I think it is a feeling of it should be guided by love, ultimately by a feeling of love.
Mm-hmm.
And then another musical interlude, of course, of tribute music to him. And lastly, I suppose the last quote was saying that he feels at home in any Latin American country. He feels patriotic in any Latin American country, and he will be able to give out his life for the liberty, for the freedom of any Latin American country without expecting much. And, well, in his life, he fought some fights in more than just one Latin American country. And what he got, it was, you know, maybe his the treacherous death in Bolivia.
Mm-hmm. I believe there's more of this Radialistas production that we can go back to and finish off.
Continuaremos.
All right.
La revolución se lleva en el corazón, no en la boca para vivir de ella.
Ernesto Che Guevara.
Che Guevara. Tu mano gloriosa y fuerte sobre la historia dispara cuando todo Santa Clara se despierta para verte.
Aquí se queda la clara la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
So the last thing he said is that the revolution is in the heart of people, it should be in the hearts of people, not just in the mouth for them to communicate and fill their pockets. Is that a reasonable translation?
I think that's a good translation.
Cierto. We have a little bit more of that. Shall we keep on going? All right. This is from Radialistas Apasionadas. More Che and more music.
Lo que nosotros tenemos que practicar hoy es la solidaridad. No debemos acercarnos al pueblo a decir, aquí estamos, venimos a darte la caridad de nuestra presencia, a enseñarte con nuestra ciencia, a demostrarte tus errores. No, debemos ir con espíritu humilde a aprender en la gran fuente de sabiduría que es el pueblo.
Ernesto Che Guevara.
Vienes quemando la brisa con soles de primavera para plantar la bandera con la luz de tu sonrisa. Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante.
The last quote mentions that what we should do is to practice what it's called this practice solidarity. We should not just go to someone or to some people to teach them in a cold manner the science or any cold just way of improving their lives, but we should also listen and practice what is called with a humble spirit what the peoples have to taught us as well.
And I think that those are words that are still, you know, terribly necessary today.
Mm. Indeed. Well, Amy, it's a little bit past 6:45, but we have a new segment here on Sferio every 6:45 to tune in for a Know Your Rights segment.
That's right. Kenya.
And unfortunately, we don't have our new collaborator, Jenny Riley, who is more of an expert than I in these sorts of matters. But soon she will be joining you on Sferio every 6:45 p.m. on Fridays to give you a bit of knowing your rights. But I have here some information from the ACLU and MIRA here in Boston. And so this is a basic brochure about it. And the real take-home message here is if someone in the Boston area stopped by either an MBTA or local police, what do those police officers have a right to do and what not to do? And they may ask you questions. They are allowed to approach you and ask questions in any public space, but you do not have to cooperate and you have the constitutional right to remain silent. Are they allowed to ask questions about immigration status? And the answer is you are not required to answer questions or give information about your immigration status or citizenship to the MBTA police. And any information you volunteer can be used against you. Immigration law is governed by federal law, so MBTA police are responsible for enforcing local laws, not immigration laws. So that's the real take-home message, is that even if you're asked, you have the right to say, I do not want to share that information, and they cannot arrest you for that because they're local police.
Vamos a hablar un ratito de eso en español porque me parece que es sumamente importante que la gente sepa, ¿no? Este es un segmento de nuestro programa que va a haber todos los viernes ahora a las 6:45, más o menos, y por lo general con Jenny, pero hoy conmigo, Amy, y mayormente con Kendra. Estamos hablando de que la policía, sobre todo la policía del MBTA, metro. Del metro, ¿verdad? El transporte
local.
Y también los locales, que aunque tienen derecho de preguntarle acerca de su estatus inmigratorio y lo que sea, usted no es obligado a responder.
La razón es porque la ley de inmigración es ley federal. Y los policías y las personas que trabajan en los servicios de transporte, pues se dedican a la ley local, se dedican al servicio local. Así que no tienen que involucrarse con ley federal, que es inmigración.
Uh-huh. Exacto.
Muy bien. Y ahora seguiremos con anuncios, ¿no?
Sí. No, Bueno, música. Vamos a poner un poquitito de música primero, porque, bueno, como la representante del departamento de música de Esferio, me parece necesario tener un poquito más de música. Vamos a cortarlo rapidito, porque tenemos un montón de anuncios, pero para que puedan escuchar. This is just some of the greatest Brazilian Dutch music out there. And, I mean, I guess they don't have a lot of competition.
Indeed.
Just say.
But they might be great in their own right as well.
They are. They are indeed. In fact, this is a band called Zuko 103. Zuko 103. And they have a bunch of really lovely stuff on here. We're going to hear a tiny bit of... Which one is it? Oh my goodness. Quick, Amy, figure it out. Of... Nya, which actually, that sounds like a funny thing, but it's short for Signa, and that in itself is short for madam or sir, senora. It was a term that the slaves were taught to say, to use when they were talking to their masters in Brazil during the years of slavery. And, they have a little bit of notes next to the song that says, in 2005, maybe the names have changed, but slavery is still around. So this is a song sort of referring to that. And also with a very nice, hip, and happening beat. So, Zuko 103, and then we'll do some anuncios, and then we'll be out of here until next week. This is WMBR Cambridge.
Você me dança bolero vestido como verde, 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 amarelo, olhando pro um outro lado, negando o povo abandonado, humilhado, cansado. Qual é que é?
E se eu gosto de viver, não é pra te afogar. Se um dia eu conseguir sorrir, não que te ver chorar. Eu tenho que seguir em frente, não fique pra trás. Nossos caminhos se separam, eu te desejo paz. Se a gente tá no chão, tem amigo de montão. Mas se melhora um tiquinho, meu bem, você tem que pedir perdão. Se a gente tá no chão, tem amigo de montão. Mas se melhora um tiquinho, meu bem, você tem que pedir perdão.
Quero, quero, eu quero, quero que você me dance um bolero vestido como verde, 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 amarelo, olhando pro outro lado. Pegando o povo abandonado, humilhado, cansado. E tantos anos de trabalho como se fosse nada. Acaba sendo revistado, porta aberta e casado. Pra ver se não tinha roubado da coroa virada. Ou da filha que é mal amada e ainda anda frustrado. Por nunca ter feito de nada, merecer o que tem. E na verdade não tem nada por dentro, é lamento. E te chamando de mãezinha, mas com uma condição: que você fique na cozinha, dependendo da sua. Sem ter direito a pensamento, com atenção no coragem. Trabalha, trabalha, trabalha na continuação. Daquela velha bem safada que a gente já conhece. A dona velha escravidão que não nos ensinou nada. E nem é mesmo comentada como se fosse nada.
And you're listening to Sferio, the local voice of our hemisphere here on WMBR Cambridge. We only have about 5 minutes left to our show, so we're going to squeeze in as many announcements as we possibly can. First of all, tomorrow there is a demonstration for the people of El Salvador, because there have been some activists who are in prison for terrorism charges. Well, they were actually not committing terrorism, but protesting.
They were
against,
protesting.
Yeah, indeed, protesting against water privatization. So the demonstration is tomorrow in Maverick Square, East Boston. at 1 o'clock p.m. This is organized by CISPIS, the Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador. So this is going to be a demonstration in Maverick Square, but then they're also going to go march over to the El Salvadorian consulate. So hopefully this could actually have some impact through that means. And Amy, do we have other announcements to share with our listeners?
Oh, we certainly do. There's just so many things going on in the area. You know, October is the time of year here in the Cambridge area where people get all excited because they've got that, like, fall energy going on and nobody's kind of huddled up in their apartments.
Their covers.
Hiding from the cold yet. So there's about 150 film festivals going on. But we're only going to tell you about one right at this moment, which is the Boston Palestinian Film Festival, which I think is connected to the Americas.
Because it's happening in Boston.
It's happening in Boston. Right, exactly. Yes. So it's actually coming to an end this weekend, and I hope that people who are interested have been able to check out some of this stuff. But tonight, it's still not too late. You can check out La Última Luna, which is actually a Chilean film about Palestinian grandparents of the director Miguel Littin, talking about his family there. And it's actually filmed on location in the West Bank. And that's happening tonight at 7:30 at the Museum of Fine Arts. There are also films as part of this series that are happening at the Museum of Fine Arts tomorrow at noon, at the Kendall Square Cinema at 3 and at 5, and then on Sunday, additional films. You can find out all about these and in more detail at www.bostonpalestinefilmfest.org, with details on each of the films and you know, how much they cost and that sort of thing.
And I'm going to interrupt you, Amy, to bring one more announcement, which I realize is happening before our next show. It's next week, Thursday, from 6 to 7 p.m. Here at MIT, called Bringing Renewable Power to Nicaragua. So this is an MIT graduate who has set up a nonprofit called Blue Energy that has brought wind power to 1,500 people in Nicaragua. And he's telling his story. That's 6 p.m. at MIT's campus, room 56114. And that is co-sponsored by the Energy Club and the Pledge Effort at MIT.
And that looks like that's going to be all of the time that we have for all of your fabulous announcements, because, you know, time just zooms along here at WMBR Cambridge. So, stick around for other exciting programming, and we will catch you next Friday with all sorts of additional things and fun stuff going on.
This has been Sferio. Adios.
Un placer.
Africa Cabisa is back, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Tune in to the best music from the African continent and beyond with Sukus, Dombolo, Makosa, Kupite, Kale, Kwaito, Highlight, Zouk, and more. That's Africa Cabisa, Africa Absolutely, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. on WMBR Cambridge.
Accepter le passé comme passé. Devant pour garder.